Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Briefer History of Time is Stephen Hawking's Streamlined, more approachable version of his landmark popular science work, created to welcome readers who want the big ideas without getting lost in technicalities. It introduces the story of modern cosmology as an unfolding investigation into how the universe began, how it changes, and what its ultimate fate might be. Hawking guides the reader through the shift from everyday intuition to the counterintuitive realities revealed by relativity and quantum physics, showing how space and time behave under extreme conditions. The book also highlights the detective work behind scientific progress, from classic experiments and astronomical observations to the theories that knit them together. Rather than presenting physics as a list of facts, it frames it as a set of powerful questions. What happened at the beginning? What are black holes? And can we find a single framework that unifies nature's forces? The result is an inviting gateway to the concepts that shape contemporary views of the cosmos. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from everyday intuition to modern cosmology. The book begins by resetting expectations about what science can explain and why the universe requires new mental tools. Hawking uses familiar experiences as a springboard, then shows where common sense fails when speed, gravity, and scale become extreme. This is crucial because cosmology is not only about distant galaxies, but about how we define space, time, and measurement itself. The reader is introduced to the idea that scientific models are maps rather than the territory, judged by how well they predict and connect observations. Hawking emphasizes the historical progression of ideas, where older frameworks like Newtonian physics remain useful in everyday contexts, yet break down in regimes explored by modern theory. This topic sets up a practical reading strategy, except that different descriptions can be valid at different scales, and that the goal is not to memorize equations, but to understand what they imply. By focusing on conceptual clarity, the book invites non-specialists into debates that are often portrayed as inaccessible, showing that the biggest questions are approachable when explained with careful analogies and a sense of intellectual continuity. Secondly, relativity and the new shape of space and time. A central theme is the transformation brought by Einstein's relativity, which redefines gravity not as a simple force but as the curvature of space-time. Hawking explains why the speed of light acts as a universal limit, and how this leads to time dilation, length contraction, and the relativity of simultaneity. These ideas are not treated as abstract puzzles. They are presented as tools for understanding real phenomena such as the behavior of clocks in motion, the influence of massive bodies on light, and the large-scale evolution of the cosmos. General relativity becomes the framework for describing expanding space, gravitational collapse, and the possibility of singularities. Hawking also highlights how mathematical elegance connects to observational tests, reinforcing the scientific method as a dialogue between theory and evidence. The payoff is a new picture of the universe where space and time are dynamic and responsive, enabling readers to grasp why cosmologists speak about the age of the universe, horizons of what can be seen, and the way gravity can shape not just motion, but the geometry of reality itself. Thirdly, quantum physics and the uncertainty at nature's core. To complement relativity, the book introduces quantum physics as the rulebook for the microscopic world, where outcomes are described in terms of probabilities rather than certainties. Hawking explains how quantum ideas challenge classical determinism and why measurement, uncertainty, and discrete interactions matter for understanding matter and energy. This topic is essential because the early universe and the interior regions near black holes involve conditions where quantum effects cannot be ignored. The narrative emphasizes that quantum theory is not merely a collection of strange claims, but a remarkably accurate framework that underpins modern technology and experimental predictions. Hawking uses accessible explanations to show how particles and fields can behave like waves, why vacuum is not truly empty, and how fluctuations can have lasting consequences. The reader learns that uncertainty is not a defect in knowledge, but a feature of reality as described by current physics. By positioning quantum mechanics as a partner and rival to relativity, the book prepares the ground for the major challenge of modern theoretical physics, combining these two pillars into a coherent description that works in the most extreme environments. Fourthly, black holes, horizons, and the fate of information. Hawking's discussion of black holes brings the book's ideas into sharp focus, showing how gravity, space-time geometry, and quantum effects intersect. Readers are guided through the concept of an event horizon as a boundary that separates what can influence the outside universe from what cannot. Black holes become more than exotic objects, they are laboratories for testing fundamental laws. The book explores how massive stars can collapse, how light and matter behave near intense gravity, and why black holes appear to simplify the properties of what falls in. A key conceptual turn is the role of quantum physics near horizons, which leads to the counterintuitive idea that black holes are not entirely black and can lose energy over time. This raises deeper questions about whether information about the past is preserved or erased, a problem that touches the foundations of physics, without relying on heavy mathematics. Hawking uses this topic to show how a single astronomical object can force physicists to rethink assumptions about time, entropy, and what it means for a physical process to be reversible or irreversible. Lastly, origins, expansion, and the search for a unified theory. The book ties its major themes to the biggest cosmological questions: how the universe began, why it is expanding, and whether the laws of nature can be unified into a single framework. Hawking describes how observations of galaxies and cosmic structure support the picture of an evolving universe, and how tracing that evolution backward leads to extreme conditions where classical descriptions fail. This motivates ideas about the early universe, including the role of quantum processes in shaping large-scale features. The narrative also addresses why physicists pursue a theory that unites gravity with the other forces, not as an academic exercise, but as the logical next step if we want consistent answers about beginnings and endings. Hawking presents unification as a long arc of science, from identifying patterns in planetary motion to seeking a deeper set of principles that explain particles and space-time together. This topic leaves readers with a coherent map of the field: what is known, what remains uncertain, and what kinds of observations or theoretical breakthroughs might move the frontier forward. In conclusion, this book suits curious readers who want an intelligible tour of the universe without a graduate-level commitment, including students, lifelong learners, and anyone who enjoyed science documentaries, but wants a clearer conceptual backbone. It is also useful for readers who tried the earlier classic and felt overwhelmed, because the emphasis is on accessible explanations, tighter organization, and the most essential ideas. The benefit is practical, as well as inspirational. You gain a better grasp of how scientific reasoning works, how evidence and theory reinforce each other, and why concepts like space-time, uncertainty, and horizons matter beyond trivia. That shift in perspective can change how you think about time, causality, and the limits of knowledge, which is valuable in any analytical field. Compared with many popular physics books, Hawking's approach stands out for connecting the story of cosmology to a small set of foundational principles, and for showing how the same principles recur across topics from the Big Bang to black holes. It is worth buying because it offers a coherent, carefully curated pathway through the core ideas that define modern cosmology, written by a scientist closely associated with the subject's most famous puzzles. If you would like to support Stephen Hawking, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.